Worship Outside the Box, a weekly blog of creative ideas for leading worship. Folding Faith, Worship with Origami. How the ancient art of paper folding can shape prayer, reflection, and participation in worship. Why read this post? Discover how the simple act of folding paper into a symbolic shape, such as an origami box, can invite deep reflection, prayer, and active participation in worship. The idea. Sometimes the most profound moments in worship come not through words, but through stillness, touch, and focused movement. Origami, the ancient Japanese art of paper folding, offers a beautiful, reflective practice that fits perfectly within Christian worship. During a service, invite people to fold a square of paper into a meaningful shape, a box, a dove, a heart, a boat. Each fold becomes a prayer, a movement of transformation. It's worship that forms in the hands, simple, symbolic, and sacred. Why origami? Origami slows us down. It invites us to be present. A flat square becomes something more, not instantly, but through care, patience, and willingness to be shaped. Isn't that the Christian journey too? Theologically, origami offers a metaphor for how God forms us, through gentle, intentional shaping. And practically, it provides an easy, multi-sensory activity for all ages that can be used in services, small groups, retreats, and intergenerational gatherings. Which symbol to fold? Some ideas for shapes. Box, for prayer, holding, offering, or unexpected gifts. See more below. Dove, for peace, Pentecost, or the baptism of Jesus. Boat, for trust, storms, or being called to follow. Heart, for love, forgiveness, or community. Star, for guidance, epiphany, or hope in darkness. Choose a simple folding pattern that's achievable in a group setting. I provide links to YouTube videos showing how to fold the above shapes. How to use origami in worship. Distribute the materials. Squares of paper, possibly with scripture or words printed on one side. Explain the symbol and context. What does the shape represent today? Why this symbol? Guide the folding process. Lead it during a sermon, prayer, or reflection. Use pauses between steps to invite thought or silence. Ideally, project the YouTube video in your church. Pause the video after each step so the congregation can make their folds and creases. Reflect and share. Invite people to bring their completed shapes forward as an offering. Pin them to a wall, or take them home as a spiritual reminder. An origami box. 8 ways to use it. The box is especially rich in metaphor and liturgical use. Here are 8 ideas for incorporating it into worship. A container for prayer or gratitude. Invite people to write prayers or thanksgivings and place them in the box. Collectively, these can be displayed or offered during prayer. Symbol of God's holding presence. Reflect on how God holds our lives with care. Boxes represent being safely held, echoing scriptures like, "You hem me in, behind and before," Psalm 139, verse 5. The manger at Christmas. Use the box as a symbol of the manger, simple, open, expectant. invite people to place something inside as a sign of welcoming Christ. God's surprising gifts. Boxes can be used to represent spiritual gifts or blessings. Place cards with words like peace, joy, or wisdom inside to be discovered. Limits and liberation. Use the box to reflect on how we try to contain God. Then unfold or open it symbolically, representing liberation, openness, and mystery. Lenten, letting go. Have people place inside their box something symbolic they are letting go of during Lent, a worry, habit, or burden. What's in your box? Invite reflection on identity, calling, or gifts. What do I carry? What do I offer? Boxes become a metaphor for our own inner journey. Blessing exchange. Have each person write a blessing and place it in someone else's box anonymously. Everyone leaves worship with a gift of encouragement. Summary. When we fold paper together in worship, we shape more than symbols. We shape stories, prayers, and moments of grace. The humble origami box, held in a worshipper's hand, becomes a space where God meets us, holding what we bring, transforming what we offer. Nā mihi.